Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Friday. You got your sportsman here, Rop, that's me.
Sada.
Big Sook's right over there. Look at him.
Right here. Hopefully enjoying the pitch black 505 rainy weather.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah.
Although I don't think it's raining, is it?
Is it?
I think the rain has moved away for
that's good.
A couple days.
Someone just said, I get sleepy when it gets dark at 4:30. Yeah, no kidding.
Maybe we should leave.
It's a rough time. Yeah, can we just be done? Can we go to national programming? Hey, we're off at 6:30 today, though.
Yeah. So. Yeah, because, you know why?
Ducks basketball, right?
That's right. Yeah. The Ducks taking on... I saw this.
Yeah, I
think
did
it's
too.
Rice.
You're right.
Is it rice?
Yes, it's rice.
Yeah, it's
I just
rice.
Looked at it and I already forgot.
Hot duck owl? A battle of... I guess it wouldn't be fowls, but, you know. I don't know. Just a battle of a fowl and a bird? Owl's just a bird, right? There's nothing... Oh, is there anything special
Aren't
about
they
an owl?
Both birds?
The duck is technically a bird, yes.
Okay.
Then why are they fowl?
Well, is the okay.
What is a fowl?
I don't know. It's a good question.
Fowls are birds. I know that.
Says the term fowl can be used for a wide variety of birds, including wild or domesticated birds like chickens, turkeys, pheasants.
Is this like a tequila mezcal thing? Like all mezcals are tequilas, but all tequilas are not mezcals, some kind of thing? Like all fowl or ducks or... I don't know.
One of my new favorite things is the Schultzy, maybe about 30 seconds into what he's saying,
he realized
totally decommits and goes, I don't know.
I didn't decommit. That's all I had. I just don't know what
he runs out of steam.
I love it. It's my new favorite thing. I do it all the time.
Well, I appreciate
by the way. But I do love that.
Oh, and owl is not a fowl.
I'm sorry, I don't have 60 seconds on what fowls are.
Just calm down, Schultzy.
There will be no
gremlin.
This will not be a battle of fowls.
All right. Well, anyway, that game's at 6:30. We have Joey Harrington at 5:30. We'll talk to him about Iowa.
Yeah. By the way, an owl is a raptor.
Really?
Yeah, it's a bird of prey.
An owl's a raptor? I can't say I knew that.
Yeah. See, that's why you come to this program.
Well, then I think they should be called owl raptors because
that's
the owl.
That's kind of badass.
Yeah, because the raptor is a cool.
Yeah.
Like it makes them way tougher. I feel like owls with the name owl don't necessarily get the tough
until
credit.
You see like a big ass barn owl or whatever.
Yeah, they're
those
huge.
Things, yeah, those things are terrifying.
Well, that was the Brian Schottenheimer thing.
Yeah,
there was an owl loose in his house.
Yeah, he was like, I'm not dealing
he
with this.
He was so scared he went and stayed at his condo.
Owls
and let his wife deal with it.
Owls are scary. When we were in Japan, we went to an owl, I don't know. It's like an owl sanctuary sort of thing where you can go through and pet them. And I'll tell you what, they tell you that you can go through and pet them. When that owl turns and stares at you, you don't pet it. Like, your hand starts reaching, and then it, like, jerks its head around, and you're like, ah! And they tell you, hey, the owls are fine, and, like, it's... You look at that big talon that thing's got. Owls are no joke, man. It's real. We all made fun of Schottenheimer until you come face to face with a big old owl, and then you're not so tough.
Okay, where were we?
I don't know.
Joey 530. In the meantime, we've got some randoms. I'm going to play this Kiki Hernandez audio.
Yeah, this is good. This is good audio.
Yeah, so if you don't remember, Game 7, World Series. Mm-hmm. I don't even remember. Was this the bottom of the ninth?
It's bottom of the ninth, or it might have been the 10th.
And I think the Jays had him loaded with two outs. And this was the play where Páez...
He had just come in the game as the defensive replacement for in center.
Yeah, Páez and Hernandez collided out on the warning track. I'm pretty sure. Hey, there's your girl.
What?
What's her name?
That's the Red Panda.
Yeah, she's at the Jayhawks.
Dude, that girl's everywhere.
Tar Heels.
Monster game. Comeback for the Red Panda.
Just cashing checks.
Yeah.
What a badass.
25 G's, man.
Yeah, so it was Ernie Clement that hit it, and I think. And then Páez Kike collided on the warning track. Páez caught it, inning over. Dodgers end up winning. You know, if they don't make that play, the game's over and the Jays win the World Series.
Yes.
And I tend to think that that would go down in history as one of the bigger World Series blunders.
Sure. Two guys colliding and costing them a World Series?
Yeah, and missing the ball. Because Páez, if Kike wasn't there, Páez
It's an easy catch.
I don't know, easy, but he would have had it.
Yeah.
And Kike was running at it like he was going to Willie Mays the damn thing. Mm-hmm. Like, get out of there. You ain't Willie Mays in anything. And you're Kike Hernandez. Move away. So anyway, here is Kike. I don't know what he's on. He's on some podcast or something. And he is explaining what he was thinking.
And if you look at the video, I'm slowing down because I've got it. And out of nowhere, I felt like an NBA player. Because my teammate posterized me. And I go down. And in my head, everything is quiet, which should have told me that he caught it. But I'm like, my brain is protecting me from heartbreak. We just lost this World Series because my teammate dunked on me. And I'm just laying on the ground, sad, because we had just lost the World Series. And I feel like a tap on the back. He's like, are you okay? And I was like, F me being okay. Did you catch it? He goes, yeah, I caught it. I was like, oh, yeah, let's go.
And if you watch... If you go back and watch the replay of it, he does. He's laying face down and does not move. Like, you think he's hurt, but he's not. He's just laying there like, oh, my God. And then he picks his head up, and he does. He talks to him. And the moment he finds out he caught it, he just springs up. It's a great – that's a great story, and even better when you put it together with the video.
Yeah, I wonder why the fact that the crowd wasn't going crazy didn't – You know, why did that not register with him?
I think in that moment, everything is just surreal. And you hear from guys where, like, you can't hear the crowd and you just kind of, you know.
Well, he said he didn't hear. Well, what did he say?
He said his brain was protecting, like, the heartbreak. So even though he didn't hear the crowd, his brain was already trying to soften the blow to tell him, hey, you guys lost.
I thought he was saying that because the crowd was silent, that should have been a cue to him
that
he caught it, but it wasn't. Yeah. And I don't know why it wasn't.
By the way, that was bottom of nine.
Yeah.
And two out, and that was...
Bases loaded,
loaded when that went down.
God. You know, Clement damn near hit a walk-off World Series Game 7 Grand Slam.
And he was hitting like 500. Like, he was just...
But think about that. A walk-off World Series Game 7 Grand Slam?
Oh, do you remember the look on his face after he did see Páez caught it? He's like, all of the glory that I would have...
But dude, to one-up Joe Carter... Like, Joe Carter has one of the greatest home runs in the history of baseball.
Yep.
Ernie Clement was about to one-up him. That freaking series was unbelievable.
I wonder, like, how much that will... haunt you for the rest of your life, knowing that you were just, you know,
you hit it well, but
you hit it well
only to the track.
Yep. And to the deepest part, right? That's the always thing I see in those situations, because that was like power alley type stuff. If that's just 10 feet to the left, that's a home run. You just see that, you know, Freddie Freeman had a couple of those. Shohei had one right after the Rojas home run. Shohei hit one kind of in that same area out to left field, and just, you know, warning track, you're so close on a couple of those, and it just doesn't happen.
I wonder if, so Kike said there, he said, I was slowing down because I had it. Yeah. I wonder if he would have caught that.
I mean, they were both right there.
They were, but he was looking over his shoulder.
Oh, initially, it looked like no one was catching it. That was so crazy about it.
Yeah, but I mean, Páez, I think, had a better beat on it, even though he was later.
Yeah.
But Hernandez... Boy, that would have been a tough catch. I mean, he's saying, oh, yeah, I don't know, man.
I'm watching here, and It certainly would have been a tougher because it would have been...
It's over his shoulder.
It's really not over his shoulder, though, because he's left-handed. It would have been, you know, I mean, it would have been...
It's not that easy.
No, but I still think that he makes that. And Kiki Hernandez, by the way, he's just one of those guys that... I don't know, in the World Series, and there's a big moment, you want Kiki Hernandez there. He just finds ways to make plays. He doesn't do anything all regular season, and then you know, come the postseason, the guy turns into freaking Superman.
All right, a couple other randoms, and we'll look at the NFL slate this weekend. Coming up next, Joey Harrington, 5:30 here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Before we get back into football, one other Friday random. Did you catch Florida basketball last night?
I did not catch Florida basketball last night. Should I have caught Florida basketball last night?
No. But Florida is running out a kid who is 7'9".
Now, I did see an article today saying that that kid broke the record for tallest college basketball player of all time. And I also remember seeing articles when that kid, I think he was an IMG kid. And I remember seeing him getting recruited by Florida. In fact, I think, was he there last year but didn't play?
He was.
Yeah. I've heard of this kid.
So he got in.
Oh, he did play.
Yeah, he played.
Okay.
And his
it makes sense because the story was that he broke the record.
Well, but they're good and he is not.
Yeah.
And so he just got like 2 minutes of mop-up time.
Oh.
But they did put him in. And so they were playing at home and the coach said that he was getting perturbed because the fans kept chanting his name.
Oh.
And the coach said, well, that made me want to not put him in. But he ended up putting him in for mop-up time. And boy, dude, 7'9".
Yeah.
He's a freshman. His name is Oliver, and I don't know how to pronounce it, but I think it's Riux.
Yeah.
He's a Canadian. And he is the tallest. He's not only the tallest college basketball player ever. Mm-hmm. He is the tallest teenager in the world.
Hmm. Huh. Well, I mean,
he was. I think he's maybe 20 now.
Okay,
maybe
not. At 7'9", I mean, how many, is there 8-foot teenagers running around? How many 8-foot people are there in the world? I mean,
there's always the
unicorn. There's always some guy
the unicorn.
From Mongolia or whatever.
But yeah, he set the Guinness World Record for tallest teenager in the world. When he was 19, he was 7'9".
Yeah, no, he's currently 19, so he is okay. Still a teenager, and he's 7'9".
Well, I'll say this. Having seen videos of him like in high school when he was getting recruited, he looks way better. If you watch when he was playing high school when those videos were going out, he looked dangerously thin. Like, it was kind of scary how skinny he was, and he's filled out quite a bit. He no longer looks like full on like anemic or anything. He looks like a huge dude, but he can't move. I'm guessing he's stiff as a board.
I mean, I will say, you know, every time you see guys like this play, it's kind of cringy.
Yeah.
You know, because they're so slow.
Taco Fall was that way. Yeah. You can't move.
They're just slow and plodding, and it's like, you just think their legs are going to snap.
Yeah.
He looked
okay.
I mean, no.
No.
But.
Enough where Florida gave him a scholarship, right? I mean.
I don't know. He looked better than you would think for 7'9". How about that?
All right.
And he's not any good, but that is crazy.
But fans will love him. And
oh, they already do.
If you can move at all, you will get a shot in the NBA. I mean, Taco Fall
7'9"? Are you kidding me? I don't even care if you can move.
Wasn't Taco 7? Was he 7'6"?
I think 7'6", yeah.
And he did not play at all in the NBA, but you know, he hung around on the bench for a little bit in Boston.
So in the NFL this weekend, we have Rams Niners. We are learning that Brock Purdy will not play, although he could be the QB2. Mm. They don't know. But Adam Schefter teasing the idea of a Brock Purdy trade. Did you see that?
Yeah, well, the idea is, I mean, they paid Brock all that money, and Brock Purdy is really good. Like, make no mistake about it. If Mac Jones turns out to be a really cheap player that's good, that's not an indictment on Brock Purdy. Brock has done enough in the NFL. Like, anyone that hates on him, you just don't watch football. You just don't. But he does make a lot of money, and he's injured a lot. The question becomes, does someone want to take on Brock Purdy's contract? And do you really trust Mac Jones that this is going to be Mac Jones, you know, moving forward? Is he the next reclamation project?
Well, I mean, I think it's all about what Shanahan wants of Mac Jones. And it sounds like he really likes Mac Jones.
Well, supposedly, remember, he wanted to draft Mac Jones.
Yeah. And he likes him, and he's playing well.
Yeah,
he's playing real well. And he's way cheaper, so it would open up some, it would free up some monies to really tackle the defense that keeps getting hurt.
Yeah, everyone gets hurt. I mean, it's ridiculous. Now, traded, I need to look and see what the guaranteed money is to see, because again, this may be another one. Just because you trade a guy, you still have to give him his guaranteed money. And so we'd have to look at the contract to see how they structured that, because... again, you can say that by trading him, you free all this money, but not necessarily if you're eating $75 million and that gets broken up over 2 years. Any savings you have with Mac Jones kind of go away with the dead money you have from Brock Purdy.
We also have Steelers Chargers. That's a Sunday night game. Good little game.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm not certain that it is.
I think it's a good game. Although no Joe Alt sucks facing TJ Watt. But.
I just... At some point, much like the 49ers, the wheels will come off of the Chargers. They do not have an offensive line. Well,
Becton's back in there, right?
And Justin Herbert is doing more, and he will win no awards this year. Justin Herbert is making more plays from the pocket without much help than any other player in the NFL. And I've been a guy that has been critical of Justin Herbert because I don't think he gets any blame, and I think he gets a lot of praise. Justin Herbert is doing amazing things this year, and they don't have a run game. Both of their backs are hurt. Both their tackles are hurt.
Well, they say Hampton could be back this week.
Yeah. Becton is in and out of the lineup all the time, and yet they keep finding ways. Pittsburgh, again, 5-3. There are a lot of teams with good records that are not good teams.
And, I think that's right.
And the Steelers are not a good team.
That doesn't mean that yeah, of course, they're not elite, but that's a good matchup. Like, they're both winning teams. I know the injuries, but I don't know. It's also kind of a toss-up, you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, they're kind of the same team.
Yes.
So,
But the Steelers, I think, just aren't a very good team. The Chargers are just beat up. That's all that is.
Well, I know, but that puts them in the same place.
Same place,
you know, yes. And that's why I think it's an interesting game. You also have Philly at Green Bay.
This is one
that's Monday night.
I am excited for this because at some point Green Bay has got to let their balls drop and show that they are an elite team. And they're kind of like polar opposites in that the Eagles don't look really good, but they find ways to win. And the Packers find ways to lose. Like, we, when you look at Green Bay, you're like, oh my God, Green Bay should be like dominant. And Philly, you look at it in your mind, you think they're dominant, but they're really not. Like I said, Philly does not have a top 20 offense or defense. And yet they're, you know, 1-6-2, 1-5-2-1, but they've gotten there in very different ways. Green Bay's best looks scary good, but I just am really excited about this matchup. And Green Bay at home, this is a chance for Green Bay to rise up and prove that they are arguably the best team in the NFC, especially coming off that god-awful loss to the Panthers. And Jordan Love just has to be, they just have to be better. Because you look at, like, we thought that they had kind of turned the corner, but it was against the Bengals, the Cardinals, and the Steelers. And then you drop that one to the Panthers. Well, here's a real litmus test for Green Bay, and prove it now against, whether you think they look pretty or not, a team that you should have faith in, and that's the Eagles. And the other one that I really want to see is Patriots-Buccaneers. That's one that, because, you know, whether you think it's fool's gold or not, New England is 7-2 with a really favorable schedule, and I just like watching Tampa Bay play. I think the Baker Mayfield down there is just, it's a fun thing to watch, even though they're kind of nicked up too.
Does one of the SEC top three fall? Missouri is hosting Texas A&M, mm-hmm. but they're on their freshman quarterback.
Yep.
Georgia is visiting Mississippi State. And Georgia's just been playing with fire. Mississippi State has been a lot better this year.
Yeah, Georgia would needed a fourth down stop to get over Florida.
Yeah. Although, did you bet Georgia last week?
I did not bet Georgia.
Did you
last
catch
week.
The bad beat on that one?
No.
So I didn't have it, but I know a lot of people did. If you bet Georgia, they were playing Florida mm-hmm. in the world's largest outdoor cocktail party in Jacksonville. And Georgia, I believe, was -7, -8, somewhere in there.
Sounds about right.
They were up 4 on the 5-yard line, but a first down, it was like, I don't know, fourth and one.
Mm-hmm.
Gunnar Stockton breaks free, can walk into the end zone, and takes a knee at the 1-yard line to run out the clock.
And it ended up being 24-20.
It would have been 31-20.
Boy, I am so glad I didn't bet on that. I would have been just...
God, freaking gambling, man.
That is
And then
brutal.
if you're on the Florida side, you're freaking doing cartwheels.
Yeah. Gambling is a bitch. It gives and it takes.
And you also have Alabama hosting LSU.
Yeah, I'm intrigued by that one. You know, they got embarrassed last year. You know, talented teams that get their coach fired, do you get that emotional bump? Bama, are they kind of overlooking this one? They had a little sleepwalk game last week.
Was the Florida-Georgia game the first game after Napier got fired? Because
that I don't know.
I mean, we should look at, I know Oklahoma State didn't get a bump once.
No, well, they're just a bad team, but LSU is a really talented team. From a talent perspective, LSU is as good as Alabama. I mean, LSU was viewed as a national champion team this year, and they got nothing more to play for, playing maybe a little pride here, coming off 2 back-to-back losses. You were embarrassed against Alabama last year. And sometimes you get that coach fired and you get a little bit of that. You get a little bit of that pride that steps up. And Alabama did not look great last week at all. And so maybe they go into this thinking that LSU is going to roll over a die. Maybe they're looking ahead to Oklahoma, which they have after this. You know, if I had to circle one to say that someone goes down, and I like Alabama, I think Alabama is one of the 2 or 3 best teams in the country, I just would say keep an eye on that LSU game. It wouldn't shock me when we write off talented teams, do it at your own peril.
Yeah, they are very talented, but their offense really sucks.
Yes.
And their offensive coordinator didn't get fired. I just wonder, on the fired coach note, if teams that didn't like their coach are the ones to watch out for rallying once that guy's fired.
Yeah, it's like, hey, I want to prove that it was this dip S's, you know.
Like, Oregon State has kind of rallied.
Yeah.
Although some of that's just their schedule.
And supposedly they lie. I mean, at least some of the players were public about supporting Trent Bray. So it's
tough to know. Who else got turfed? Napier, and then Florida played spirited against Georgia.
Yeah. Who else? Well, Virginia. You look at the openings, right? UCLA certainly got that.
Yeah, they got the bump.
Yeah, they got it. Penn State did not. When they fired Franklin, they just kind of rolled.
Well, that's not true. They almost won at Iowa.
Yeah, that was a close
game. And I think that surprised some people. Yeah. And that was after Franklin got turfed.
And I would want to say, like, in the SEC, like, I think A&M is kind of fool's gold, but I'm just not certain that Missouri with the backup quarterback.
Tell you what, there's mine right there. I'm going with Missouri.
Taking Missouri?
I think they beat him.
I could see that.
Dude, they're tough. Missouri has a top 10 defense.
Really good running back.
They run the ball really well. And that quarterback, I watched a lot of Missouri Vanderbilt when the quarterback came in for Prabula.
Yeah.
He was pretty good.
Because that was like 17-10. They didn't score a lot, but
he's a freshman, but he was, I think, coming off a bye, Drinkwitz is a good coach, man. And I'm with you that A&M should already have two losses. Like, yes. This team is not a juggernaut.
No.
So I think that I feel like they're going to run into a buzzsaw. And if they get out of there with a win, that's a hell of a win.
Because it's at Missouri, right?
That is not an easy place to play.
No.
That's a good team.
So, yeah, just if they had in their top tight end is out as well, so maybe they're just a little too chipped up. But I'm not – Texas A&M is not the third best team in the country. They're just not. They easily – and you could make the argument they should have lost against Notre Dame. Very favorable call. Eked went out against Auburn. Eked went out against Arkansas. Like, there's just, you know, I just think somewhere along the way, Texas A&M is going, I'm not going to say get exposed.
It's November in the SEC. They're going down.
Yes. And Marcel Reed, as talented as he is, he struggles to throw the football and can kind of go through some lulls. So, you know, maybe that's the one that you circle.
All right. Where is the patented Joey Harrington worry meter for the Iowa game? We'll get to Joey live coming up next here on 105.1 The Fan. But first, Schultzy with Sports.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Waking up on Monday and the coffee just can't quite wash away last night's six-pack of hams. But Tuesday brings the promise of making things all right. But you still drive to work in your family's minivan. The doctor calls on Wednesday, right before your flight, to talk about your colorectal exam. You're back to work. work on Thursday and your boss is all uptight because you didn't push your best-selling brand. But now it's the Friday drive and it's story time. Yes, it's story time. The one time a week when you can truly plan to kick back and listen to story time. Yes, it's story time. We're pushing it out on every airwave we can. We're on both 105.1 and 1080 The Fan. Part of The Fan's Global Sports Radio Network.
Well, I sing along every week.
It grows on me each and every week, too.
Oh, what a great jingle.
Dude, it slaps.
Hello, sir.
Hello. How are you?
Never better. Would you believe that?
Never better.
Never.
I don't believe it.
Like that, that's a solid statement. That is a absolute. There's never time in your life when you have been better than right now.
That's right.
All right, I'm asking this. Joey, take your wife and kids out of it because that's lame and boring and easy.
Okay.
You know, you can't be like, oh, my kid was born. Yeah, everyone says that. You have
great.
To.
Marriage,
you
like birth of kids. Take it out.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
When was Joey never better?
January 1st, 2002 at 10:17 p.m.
Guessing Fiesta Bowl.
Right.
There you go.
But see, this was post-Fiesta Bowl.
Yeah.
And we had, so my cousin Andy, you know, our whole family was staying, it wasn't a Motel 6, but it was like a, you know, a Holiday Inn or something. And as he was walking out the door in the morning to the game, he walks by this, you know, not a banquet hall, but like, you know, hotels have like an event space, you know, where you slide the doors. He's like, hey, what's that over there? Oh, you know, we rent it out. Is it rented out tonight? No. Well, how much does it cost? No, $250. Great. We'll take it. So he reserved that little banquet space, event space, which was essentially just like a carpeted, you know, open area, and assuming that we were going to come back and have a victory party. Well, sure enough, we did. And I was, you know, you have those moments where I was sitting next to my dad and my grandfather and just kind of taking in what had just happened. You know, I mean, this was pre-Chip Kelly. This was pre, you know, everybody. Like, Oregon football had just changed. And I'm sitting next to my dad and my grandpa and surrounded by family in a banquet room of a Holiday Inn and saying, you know what? I don't know that it gets much better than this.
Oh,
that's a good one.
There was a moment.
Yeah.
Look at that.
And then about 45 minutes later, my college roommates jumped off the second story balcony into the swimming pool. And then things got significantly worse. So it was that 10:17.
Yeah.
That's why I said, like, once we hit 11 o'clock, then things went way south.
Wow. Good story.
I like that. That's well played.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when I said never better, I never mean that. I just always say that. That's just my go-to line. Because it, you know, it's just,
yeah,
it's positive thoughts.
I was living the dream is mine.
But yeah. Here's the thing, though, Rob. Like, somebody said, and I'm sure many people have said it, but, like, be where your feet are, mm-hmm. right? You can sit there and you know, we all joke about it. Like, how are you doing? Oh, great. Never better. Fantastic. Spectacular. You know, wonderful. But we're live. And
that's right.
You know, I'm sitting here in my living room after a wonderful day with friends. An incredibly generous friend has just donated, you know, essentially about 100 cases of enough grapes to make 100 cases of wine for our foundation that we can turn into a scholarship. And my son has a high school soccer game in the playoffs tomorrow. And my other son is playing soccer in the Founders Cup with his friends. And like, life is good. Yep. Like, be where your feet are and enjoy it. Like,
yeah. And if you,
it's okay.
It's true. And if you look at it that way, maybe it is never better.
Yeah.
Cause it's just, you know, the present always the best.
Yeah. There is.
Yeah, be where your feet are and love it. You don't need to be looking back or looking forward. Just, hey, be where you are right now and appreciate how great it is. And if it's not great, then appreciate how it makes you feel. How about that?
Well, one of my favorite quotes, I've actually had it on my wall for probably 15 years. I have a little stencil of it, and I've put it on every home that I've ever owned, every place I've ever been. We were talking about piano players a few weeks ago, and I mentioned I was a Warren Zevon guy, one of my favorites. And I live my life by this. He was dying. He had congestive heart failure, and he was dying. He went on David Letterman's show, which is where I first heard him. And he knew he was dying, so they gave him the whole show. And Dave, you know, it's really kind of an emotional moment. And David Letterman asked him, he said, in your current condition, do you know something about life that I don't? And Warren kind of sat there and he had this great personality and was laughing about the whole thing. And he just said, I just didn't know how much I was supposed to enjoy every sandwich. And that always stuck with me. And then at the end of it, when they had the performance, they hugged and Warren said something to him. And later on, when someone asked Dave what he said, and he told David Letterman to enjoy every sandwich. And I just have always had that. And like no matter what kind of day you're having, take 5 minutes, and your sandwich can be anything, but take 5 minutes and appreciate something, you know, in your life. And I've always held on to that. It was kind of when you were talking about that, it reminded me of that you can always find something in your moment to be like, hey, this is pretty stinking great.
You know, what's really interesting is you say that, and I'm 40. We had this conversation. We're going to do it again. I turned 47 a couple weeks ago. I thought I was 48. And for so long, I was just like anti-bad. Like, no, like it's not going to happen. Like, this is not what's supposed to happen. This is not what's, you know, what my life is. You know, this is not what I'm working on. Like, if you work, you do it, and it turns out well. You know what? Sometimes the ball bounces the other way.
Yeah.
And in the moment, it feels like absolute garbage. And you know what? Maybe it is absolute garbage. But when you get through it, and when you look back on it, and when you are able to put it in context and realize what it turned into, and realize how it affected the way that you interact with other people, and realize how it has shaped the way you approach the world. Like, there's so much good that comes from the bad that, like, actually sitting and saying, you know what, this sucks right now, there's a goodness to that. There is 100%. A value to that. And Rob, you can just go away, because me and Sook, when you're on vacation, we go hard into the psychology of sports and life. And so this kind of seems like the direction we're going today.
Rob's like, I'm out. Don't threaten him. Out. Don't threaten
Kansas,
him to leave.
What? Feelings? No, we don't talk about feelings in the Midwest.
Bye, bitches.
Now he's laying out. Look at him over there.
Now he's out.
Well, he's cold and dead inside. You know,
that's not true. I believe everything you guys are saying. I think that too. I think that was very heartwarming. I do feel that. That said, let's change the subject.
Now let's talk about football.
Yeah, well, we got to talk about Iowa, and in the interest of time, we need to stay on the clock. Yeah, I know. You don't want to talk about Iowa football?
Why? Because I know you're going to bring out the patented Joey Harrington worry meter,
and
it's going to get crazy.
It's climbing, isn't it? It's climbing.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get to it next. This is Joey Harrington each Friday here, courtesy of Mods PDX on 105.1 The Fan. All right, we're with Joey Harrington, and it's time to talk about Iowa. And I got the hint there as we teased this segment that you are a little antsy about this one. Where is the patented Joey Harrington worry meter?
Where do I want to admit that it is, or where is it really?
Now let's where is it really? Give us an honest assessment.
7.5.
That's high.
That's one of the higher ones we've had this year.
Yeah, absolutely. That might be the highest one.
I don't even think you were that high on Indiana.
No, I don't think so.
I wasn't that high on Penn State.
No.
I wasn't high on, no.
I wasn't either on Penn State. Indiana had my attention. Penn State did not.
Nope. Here's why. So you lose to Indiana. Fine. Happens. They beat you, right? We talked about that. Like, sometimes you get punched in the face, right? The old Mike Tyson thing. Everybody's got a plan until you get punched in the face. Well, you got punched in the face, and what happened is you came out against Wisconsin, and, like, you were lifeless for the better part of three quarters. That makes me nervous. And I know it was raining, and I know it was... The response to the loss at Iowa makes me nervous. Now, so you know, on a good team, when you lose a game, you either go one of two ways, right? It's everything collapses, or you the week after things are a little weird, and then you recalibrate and go. I was expecting a recalibration against Wisconsin, and it didn't happen. And that makes me hesitate enough to make me worry. And now, do I think that Iowa is a better football team than Oregon? No, I don't. I don't at all. But with the way the last couple weeks have gone, going on the road against they're a good team. Are they elite? No. Remember when we went to Wisconsin last year?
Yeah.
And it was, 7-6 going into the fourth quarter?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what this makes me feel like. We could end up in one of those Big Ten, 7-6, start of the fourth quarter, and then you never know where it's going to go.
Yeah.
Right. What I want to see, I wanted to see like an explosion against Wisconsin. I wanted to see a screw you, like that was not who we really are, what you saw against Indiana. And we haven't seen that. And so until you see that, you're going to have hesitation about like, ooh, their best win, Penn State? Well, was Penn State really that good? All right, well, you played Indiana. Oh, well, Indiana beat you. Oh, well, you had a chance to respond against Wisconsin, a really bad team, and, 21-7? You know, like, there are enough things here to make you nervous.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm at a 7.5. Do I believe they're a better team? Hell no, I don't. Do I think that Oregon can still make a splash and, I mean, hell, even right the ship and make a run at a national championship? Absolutely I do. But at this point, right now, there are enough pieces on the other side to make me say, I'm a little bit nervous.
Yeah. I think those are all very fair and valid points.
Yeah, you put it that way, now I'm nervous.
Anytime a team is capable of playing these slow down, drag it out games, I get nervous, especially when it's not the style that one team wants to play. I mean, they did this to Indiana and, you know, they were kicking a field goal with 2.5 minutes left. And if it goes in, maybe they do get Indiana. I mean, that was to sure. take the lead. You know, so they certainly want to play that style. I will say this about Oregon. I think this is the sort of team that he's built that hopefully is made for these sorts of games, that can be physical and play a game in a phone booth like this and be Bingo. As physical as Iowa, and then certainly should be more explosive. So, you know, you hit one or two explosive plays, you can put away Iowa because they just don't have the ability to come back.
Well, you hit it on the head right there, is that these – the last few years, and call it NIL, call it recruiting, call it whatever you want, the defense, Oregon is a different defensive team physically. You know, we've talked about, like, Oregon has the dudes now. Oregon has the physical, athletic guys on defense that we didn't have 10, 20 years ago. So, yeah. They have the type of players to be able to stand up to that physical style of Iowa, Wisconsin, Big Ten, grind it out. And, yeah, then you get the ball back and you hit a play or two over the top and you got yourself a game. I expected that to happen against Wisconsin, and it didn't, and that's why I'm at a 7.5.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were down 13-6 going into the fourth quarter at Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Last year.
Yeah. It was an ugly game.
And right. Won 16-13.
And then you throw in the weather, and you know it's going to be in the high 30s, low 40s, and sleet and snow.
You know
and
what,
all
man?
That.
I like seeing them get tested. You know, if you look at it last year, they got tested by two teams, generally speaking. Yeah. Ohio State tested them, obviously, and Wisconsin tested them. Outside of that, and you got to give them credit for this. That was it.
Yeah.
This is fun. Like we were talking earlier. If Oregon's program is where we think it is, they win this game. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but you know, this
national
is a great,
champion shouldn't lose to Iowa.
It's just a really good litmus test, I think, because you're right. There are a lot of reasons
like
to be nervous.
Yeah. Like you said, last year there were no tests, really, other than that Ohio State game. And what happened once you got into the meat of it in the playoffs? You get kicked in the teeth.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Iowa, USC, Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Like, those are three tests coming up here at the end in a month.
Yep.
And if you can get through that, then hell yeah, you deserve to be in that spot. And not only do you deserve to be there, but you've proven to yourself that you can withstand that getting punched in the face, right? Yeah. Oregon hadn't been punched in the face, but maybe for, you know, a quarter or two against Ohio State, and they ended up winning. Like, that is something, if you get through this gauntlet at the end of the season and get to the playoff, all right. I probably feel better going into it this year than I did last year.
Yeah, right. Because it's a real test of their mettle.
Yeah. There is something to that. Like, everyone wants to be blowing teams out, but there is something to being drugged into deep water and finding a way to swim, because that will happen in the postseason. Like, there's very few teams that pull a Joe Burrow and LSU that just blow through people. I mean, it does happen. Ohio State had a little bit of that in the postseason, but certainly in the regular season, they were pushed multiple times and came up short in those games. So it is nice to see some resolve when you know, push comes to shove.
And there is one correction here. They did play Rutgers.
That's true. Yeah, in between.
After Indiana.
And they kicked the
and they absolutely destroyed them.
Yes, they both raced them.
There was that game.
Rutgers doesn't count.
Do they ever? Is the rule.
Rutgers doesn't count for anything. I'm sorry, but they don't.
All right.
Ever.
Well, we must run. Hope you have a great weekend.
That's it?
Yeah.
It went quick.
Well, we're live today. Mm-hmm. You know, not
we're
to,
always live.
We're live. What are you talking about? We're always
not
live.
Not to peel back the curtain too much.
We're
but,
always live. No, come on.
You know.
We're always live.
Have a good weekend. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Everybody.
How dare you insinuate that that was never live.
Sometimes we tape in and we go
never.
For like 45 minutes.
Yeah, it does. Like,
and then people get mad because, you know, where's the club?
Well, and today we have a short club anyway, so.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we better go.
Yeah.
We gotta go.
Yeah.
How long is the longest traffic jam in history?
I guarantee it was in China.
Ooh.
I've seen some of the aerial photos of that stuff.
You might be right.
Yeah.
We'll kick off the club with that coming up next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.